On University of Dayton Week, who influenced your heroes? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Minita Daniel Cox, associate professor of music, looks into one such person.
I know why the caged bird sings. The popular phrase and well-known title of Maya Angelou's autobiography are the words of Paul Laurence Dunbar and the final line of his 1899 poem, Sympathy. Simply put, he is your favorite poet's favorite poet. This Dayton, Ohio native was the first black poet to gain national prominence. He wrote 12 books of poetry in dialect as well as standard English. Dunbar also penned short stories, plays, libretti, song lyrics, essays, novels during his 33 years. Even today, there would be no Hamilton if we did not first have Paul Laurence Dunbar. He gave us some of the first examples of contemporary musical theater in his collaborations with Will Marion Cook. He also collaborated with Afro-British composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor on the operetta Dream Lovers. Not only a Metastasio, his tumultuous life made him a Metastasian hero, and he is the subject matter of several operas, including those by Adolphus Hale Stork, Richard Thompson, Stephen Allen, and Jeff Arwady. The litany of composers who set his texts include Florence Price, William Grant Still, Robert Owens, Zenobia Powell Perry, William Bolcom, and Kerry Jacobs Bond. The Dunbar Music Archive is a resource for information regarding musical settings of his texts, including streaming audio and a dialect glossary. 150 years after his birth, Dunbar is so integral to U.S. American culture, so ingrained in the fabric of our society, we don't even realize his influence.
That was Minita Daniel Cox of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.